Johnny and his parents came into church, and they decided to sit in the second row, right in front of everybody. But Johnny, being 4 years old, was acting like a four-year-old. And so as the service was continuing on, he kept on acting out, kept on acting out, kept on acting. Finally, the father couldn't take it any longer, picks him up, throws him over his shoulder, that fireman type of thing, and picks himself up, goes to the middle of the aisle, bows, turns around, and starts walking out of church. Little Johnny shouts so loud for everybody to hear, "Pray for me! Pray for me!" It's times in the extreme that we suddenly come to an understanding of what we need to do before the Lord to seek His intervention. Unfortunately, for many of us, myself included, you know, our prayer becomes kind of routine. We don't really do it with the type of passion and the type of heart that is demanded if we are to enter into a relationship with the Lord. But there are those moments that bring us to that passion and to that extreme. Sometimes, as in the aspect of the woman who is suffering from a hemorrhage, our own personal ailment, asking the Lord for intervention, asking the Lord to intercede and to help us in a particular way, to heal us. And then there's Jairus' daughter. When those who are closest to us, those that we love, are suddenly found in distress. I can tell you as a priest that there probably is no greater anguish that one feels in terms of their ministry is to minister to a parent who is having their child suffer in a particular way, and even unto the question of death itself. I remember one particular time as a young priest, I was called to Prentice Hospital in Chicago, which was part of Northwestern, and I was there to and called by the parents who had tremendous faith and belief, to administer and baptize their little boy who was born less than 2 pounds. At that, it's give and take. It's the prayers surrounding that child, the whole family, and especially that of the love of the mother and father who were there. But at that moment, there's the tremendous trust in the Lord God. And the aspect of that trust was manifest in the request for baptism. Now you see immediately what the Lord did with Jairus' daughter. The Lord did with Jairus' daughter is He reached out and He touched her, grabbed her, clasped her by the hand. When we kind of think of our prayer, our prayers, we're placing ourselves in the hand of the Lord. We know as individuals, as believers, that everybody who prays isn't always healed. That those who go towards the end of life and embracing death are not always brought back to this life. But what is true in all prayer is that we place ourselves in the hand of the Lord. And it's that tremendous trust in the personal relationship we have with Jesus in and through our church that we know that God will make things right. God will make things right. Sometimes in the suffering itself, the suffering becomes a sign of the power of the Lord's presence in the world. And how? Through the faith of those who are suffering. How many times have we experienced in our own lives friends or relatives who have suffered and have been manifest faith in a particular way? We walk away amazed that this person has such confidence and trust in God. It elevates us. That prayer becomes efficacious for us because we see in and through them the power of faith. What does Jesus say to the woman who is suffering from an ailment? And it's an embarrassing ailment, so that's why she's kind of in the shadows. She doesn't want to come forward. It's an embarrassing ailment for her. And she's tried everything to try to come to grips with this, and nothing has helped. But now she just reaches out just to come in contact with Christ. Just to come in contact, just to touch his garment. Jesus, the tremendous aspect here is the sensitivity of our Lord. You know, when crowds are coming around, you don't know who's touching you. You don't know exactly where the shove or the moment is coming from. And here Jesus understands that someone touched him in a particular way in need. Tells you in terms of our Lord Jesus Christ, when our prayers come before us, it's not ignored. It's not ignored. The Lord understands and is sensitive to our needs. We may not always appreciate it. We may not always see that sensitivity. But the Lord does. And the Lord turns to her, and what does he say? He says, your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction. There is the key for us in our understanding. In any want or desire before the Lord, it is our faith that comes before us. It's our trust again in God, our confidence in God. There's two movements here. Christ's willingness to respond to us, but our necessity to place our needs before him. There's two movements that's going on. The willingness of Christ to respond to us, but the need for us to place those needs before him. In the case of the woman, it's a personal need. In the case of Jairus, it's his daughter. In the case of us as a community of the church, it's the needs of our community. Not only our personal needs, which some of us have. Not only needs of our family, which again, some of us have. But also as a church, the total needs of the world, of the community that calls out for the presence of Christ to be here with us and for us. This is also the 11th day of the fourth night of freedom. I mention that because in this sense, our prayer is needed. Our prayer to understand and to be conscious of what we are about. Our freedom of religion. The ability to profess and to take our faith outside of these walls and to make it known in the community, in the marketplace. To take that person and that trust and that confidence of Jesus and to place it there at the table along with others who guide and direct our society. As partners, free to be able to express who we are and what we believe. It is an important time for ourselves as Catholics within our society. It's an important time because as we allow those to reshape or to attempt to reshape who we are as church, we are also allowing those same individuals to reshape who we are as Americans. And that cannot be tolerated. So on this, the 11th night of the fourth night, we pray. We pray for the strength and the power and confidence and trust in Christ to guide us and to guide the hearts and the minds and the wisdom of those who will make decisions as we go forward. We pray with the firm understanding that without that trust and confidence in the Lord, we take away the very life that's given to us. Daughter, your faith has saved you. Do not allow that faith to be diminished in the homes, in our churches, or in our society. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.